This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is found on NewYorkTimes.com, and it has a recording with it. And at the link, you're going to see that the recording takes you in a, I think, computer-generated satellite imagery over all the major urban areas of the world, starting in, I think, Miami and ending up at Tokyo. And I think by the end of the short film, it gets to the number of urban dwellers in these major areas of the world equaling about 248 million people. And the title of this article is China's Great Uprooting, Moving 250 Million into Cities. China is pushing ahead with a sweeping plan to move 250 million rural residents into newly constructed towns and cities over the next dozen years. A transformative event that could set off a new wave of growth or saddle the country with problems for generations to come. The government, often by fiat, is replacing small rural homes with high-rises, paving over vast swaths of farmland and drastically altering the lives of rural dwellers. So large is the scale that the number of brand new Chinese city dwellers will approach the total urban population of the U.S. Get that. The total number of brand new Chinese city dwellers will approach the total urban population of the U.S. in a country already bursting with megacities. All right. This will decisively change the character of China, where the Communist Party insisted for decades that most peasants, even those working in cities, remain tied to their tiny plots of land to ensure political and economic stability. Now, the party has shifted priorities, mainly to find a new source of growth for a slowing economy that depends increasingly on consuming class of city dwellers. The shift is occurring so quickly, and the potential costs are so high, that some fear rural China is once again the site of radical social engineering. Over the past decades, the Communist Party has flip-flopped on peasants' rights to use land, giving small plots to farm during 1950s land reform, collectivizing a few years later, restoring rights at the start of the reform era, and now trying to obliterate small landowners. Across China, bulldozers are leveling villages that date to long-ago dynasties. Towers now sprout skyward from dusty plains and verdant hillsides. New urban schools and hospitals offer modern services, but often at the expense of torn-down temples and open-air theaters of the countryside. "It's a new world for us in the city," said Tian Wei, 43, a former wheat farmer in the northern province of Hebei, who now works as a night watchman at a factory. "All my life I've worked with my hands in the fields. Do I have the educational level to keep up with the city people?" China has long been home to both some of the world's tiniest villages and its most congested, polluted examples of urban sprawl. The ultimate goal of government's modernization plan is to fully integrate 70% of the country's population, or 900 million people, into the city living by 2025. Currently, only half that number are. The building frenzy is on display in places like Liaoshan, which grew up as an entrepot for local wheat farmers in North China Plain. It is now ringed by scores of 20-story towers housing low landless farmers who have been thrust into city life. Many are giddy at their new lives. They receive the apartments free, plus tens of thousands of dollars for their land. But others are uncertain what they will do when the money runs out. Aggressive state spending is planned on new roads, hospitals, schools, community centers, which could cost upward of $600 billion a year, according to economists' estimates. In addition, vast sums will be needed to pay for the education, healthcare, and pensions of ex-farmers. While the economic fortunes of many have improved in the mass move to cities, unemployment and other social woes have also followed the enormous dislocation. Some young people feel lucky to have jobs that pay survival wages of about $150 a month. Others while away their days in pool halls and video game arcades. Top-down efforts to quickly transform entire societies have often come to grief, and urbanization has already proven one of the most wrenching changes in China's 35 years of economic transition. Land disputes account for thousands of protests each year, including dozens of cases in recent years in which people have set themselves aflame rather than relocate. The country's new prime minister, Keqiang, indicated at his inaugural news conference in March that urbanization was one of his top priorities. He also cautioned, however, that it would require a series of accompanying legal changes to overcome various problems in the course of urbanization. And the article goes on, and there are pictures, and Friends, I must tell you, and the article goes on and on and on, I might add. So I'll leave that link in the recording. I just wanted to do this recording because I wanted to, I was interested. For one thing, myself and another pastor were in China between Beijing and the Luan province in the 2011, teaching an underground seminary. And we took the fast train between that Luan province and Beijing, a 183-mile-an-hour train, and we went through city after city after city of uninhabited people and uninhabited buildings. And I thought to myself, what is this? I mean, I really thought I was in the middle of an old Twilight Zone movie or some sort of horror movie or some doomsday movie, because we're flying through China on these just amazingly fast trains, and there are city after city with not a single person in it. And I thought, that is weird. And so now here we are, 23 months later, and I am finding why that is. They plan on having those buildings filled with people. Now, I can think of many diabolical reasons why a communist government would love to have 70% of its people in cities. But I think that there's a better lesson here for us people who believe that Mark 16:15 is still for us today. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we find out in Proverbs chapter 16 and that the Lord has made even the wicked for the day of judgment. In Psalm 73, even the wrath of man shall praise him. So here's what I think. I think that God is going to use this godless urbanization for mass gospel dispersion. I think that he is going to use some people, and he is going to prod them to reach Chinese people that you would have to travel hours and hours and days through hamlets and roads to reach peasants by the fives and sixes. And now you can go into cities and find millions of them in one spot. Friends, how many of you out there think that you're supposed to go to China and do something great for God in one of those cities? Oh, I know. Not me. I got too many things to get straight. Yeah, but what if it is you? Do you have compassion for the souls of whom Christ died? This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.